In 1945, Arthur C. Clarke published a paper in Wireless World where he presented the concept of the geostationary communication satellite. These are now a reality, with about 400 of them currently in orbit around the Earth, forming the backbone of modern communications. Geostationary satellites orbit synchronous with a fixed position on Earth. In other words, they do not appear to move in the sky. This orbit is referred to as the Clarke Belt, and since we find it so useful, and practicality is pretty much universal, if something works, it works, no matter if you're an alien or a human, then it's likely a good bet that aliens use satellites and take advantage of the Clarke Belt themselves. If so, would that be detectable from Earth? That depends. Looking at ourselves as we currently are, it would not be easily detected by aliens. But the trend at our current stage in technological development is to launch an increasing amount of satellites into space. At some point, we could have thousands of satellites in Earth's Clarke Belt, and eventually it would become visible in the light curve of this planet as it transited across the face of the Sun, just as exoplanets are visible to us when they do the same. If alien civilizations are more advanced than we are and have filled their Clarke Belt with satellites, it should hypothetically be visible. In a paper by Hector Socas-Navarro, link below, the concept of the Clarke exobelt is advanced. This particular technosignature has an interesting aspect to it. Rather than extreme technologies, such as giant radio beacons or Dyson swarms, things we have yet to build and have no current plans to do so, we are launching satellites. With megastructure technologies, we really don't know what the rules are for building them, so we don't know if aliens would be motivated to do so. But artificial satellites are eminently useful things, so this technosignature widens the possibility of discovering civilizations, in that civilizations only slightly more advanced than we are become visible. And nothing says that highly advanced but otherwise difficult to detect civilizations might use satellites across their entire existence. A potential snag with this technosignature, however, is that such a ring of satellites could appear very similar to a natural Saturn-like planetary ring system and a light curve. There are two things to note here. The first is that we don't completely know what the rules for natural ring systems are, but it may be that ring systems aren't stable around inner planets within the habitable zones of their stars. After all, none of our inner planets have them. Only Jupiter and outward do you see them. Second is distance. We would be able to calculate the distance for a planet's technologically ideal geostationary orbits. So if we see what appears to be rings of material in those orbits, it would be an indicator of artificial origin, since nature doesn't show that kind of deliberate preference. Also, the author notes that they wouldn't have the same geometry, with natural rings being flat and wide, and satellites being distributed more in the shape of a belt. Looking for these is also a very cheap method of SETI, since it simply requires that people study exoplanets. We do that anyway, and a search for these satellite rings would simply be a matter of recognizing what it is and differentiating it from a natural ring system when looking at the light curves of exoplanets. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently coining the term ExoMusk Belt. This is a belt of automobiles left in solar orbit of a star put there by alien billionaires looking to energize their civilizations to explore space. The galaxy could be teeming with ExoMusks, but nobody's looking for them, even though we have one and he's actively building just such a belt. It's madness, I tell you, though it's probably also a good thing that I'm not in charge of any SETI programs, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.